From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If Trump decertifies the agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the agreement. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, Undersheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters that police are still searching for clues as to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino.
We all want answers. We have looked at everything, literally, to include the suspect's personal life, any political affiliation, his social behaviors, economic situation, and any particular or potential radicalization that so many have claimed.
McMahill said police have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room while Paddock was firing. He also said police had examined all video footage available and compiled a timeline of the events. This is VOA News.